And as we continue our worship today, for Sabina's life and words, we do have her obituary, which is printed in your bulletin. Please take a look at that as you go home and remember Sabina's life. But during this time, we're going to hear from Sabina's two sons. First off, son Michael has some words to share with us. Michael?
Hi. Thanks for being here today. I just wanted to share just a little bit how I've seen a lot of good over the last few days before my mom's passing. And I think, you know, it's this good that really makes life worth living. I've seen incredible loyalty from a friend, Jenna, who came at my mom's side a couple times every day, and just was really incredible. I've seen the kindness of strangers, the hospice workers who all came to take care of my mom in her last days. I've seen my daughter step up and take care of her grandmother. I have seen my father, who the love of a husband. And I think they say that grief is a price we pay for love. So in that respect, there was a lot. I saw the courage in my mom facing death like she did. And she took it. She saw it face to face, and she had the courage and supported us. And then I saw what I would call the wonder of her spirit. Just shortly after she died, I went outside, and there was this rainbow, and the rainbow has come to mean a lot of things. It meant a lot of things in her life. And so I just saw a lot of good. And just like to share that that's what we're here to celebrate. And one last thing, just as I'm coming to grab a piece of paper to take some notes, I find a notepad that has her writing here. And she wrote, "Accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be." So, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. And